download the free iHeartRadio app today.
The heat is on.
What time is it?
Game time.
And now we're going to come back with the fourth quarter with Jake and Aaron.
Yes.
Go ahead, guys.
Man, I'm ready for some sports. How
I'm
about
pumped.
You?
I'm pumped. And I'm pumped to have you back. How was
Thank
your vacation?
You. It was a staycation, and it was fantabulous.
That's right. And we really missed you, and we're glad you're back.
I missed you, too. All right, let's get us started off with Orlando City. Did you hear about that suspension of the fans, 38 fans suspended?
Yes, I did.
Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy, especially when you know somebody over there that has been able to tell you what has been going on over there, and that this person continues to try and clean up the mess here. I mean, how long has your connection been able to run Orlando City and the Pride?
I mean, honestly, when I think you're speaking of Kay Rollins, when I think about her, she's partially removed because she's mainly with the community relations. But Alex Lato, I mean, he is phenomenal. He's the CEO. Mm-hmm. And he was also there with the stadium operations manager. And they were talking about how he can't believe that the fans turned their sacred pitch, that's what they call the grass, into a trash can. And he actually took full responsibility for this, which I truly admire because it's happened before. And he says that they've kind of ignored it and that it's disrespectful. And now they have a whole protocol they've come up with now it's going to be an infographic, you know, kind of something that comes across the screen. The announcer is going to call it out. And now they're really taking steps where it's going to be 1 or 2 year suspensions for these fans to be trespassed.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting because, and you know me, I'm an NFL fan, and that just takes me back to 1988, Sam Weish. There was problem with Cleveland Browns fans, and Sam Weish took the mic. He was the head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals, and he says, you don't do this here. You're not in Cleveland. You're in Cincinnati. It was that kind of stuff. And I like that the announcer's calling them out because we need to make this cleaner. I mean, we have a problem with a lot of sports with this. I mean, we've had problems with that in football, in basketball, in baseball. I mean, some of the stuff you hear at Fenway Park just makes you just kind of sick to your stomach sometimes.
Well, and now the venue's going to be all poor. And I was just kind of noticing social media, and a lot of people are really having problems saying, I have, you know, 5 kids, and I put a Coke in this cargo pocket and a Sprite in this cargo pocket, and I still spill stuff, and I'm trying to carry my beer, and... So I don't know how they're going to figure it out. They're going to have to either bring their kids with them or take multiple trips. I'm not sure. But it's for the safety of the players. It's for the safety of the fans. But we've talked about that enough. But they're going to be playing Chicago Fire Saturday, 7:30. They're fifth in the Eastern Conference, which is great. It's better than this time last year. Moving on to Pride. If you don't know who Pride is, that's the women's soccer team that's associated with Orlando. They play the number one team, North Carolina. Pride is actually third right now, and they are playing Carolina, who's undefeated.
Yeah, the Pride are 8-7 right now, and that is going to be really interesting because now they're going to be going into the bulk of their schedules, both teams are. And it's going to be interesting come August what's going to happen here.
Well, I can't wait to watch it because actually the Pride gave them their first and their last loss of the season. So, I mean, if anybody's going to beat them, it's going to be the Pride tomorrow. So that's really exciting. Did you hear about Brandi Chastain?
I heard that they messed up royally on her Hall of Fame.
Yes, it looks like her and Babe Ruth had a baby. I mean, it is ridiculous. I mean, she looks like there's so many words I could use to describe it. This is a beautiful, world-renowned soccer player that looks like her. And more likely, they took the looks of Babe Ruth, are up there. She doesn't even look like she's a woman.
That's absurd. It's
crazy. Yeah. And to smile, and listen to this. They said they're not going to fix it.
Why?
I think we should start a fund.
Oh, you got to be kidding. If
no, they're not going to fix it.
If it was the Pro Football Hall of Fame, they would have been like, yeah, we'll fix it. No problem, guys. In fact, we'll get the guy up out of bed right now, and he'll start it up. That is ridiculous nonsense right there. That's actually kind of sexist.
Yeah, well... Talking about things that need fixed, the Celtics need to get it together if they're going to beat the Cavaliers.
The whole NBA playoffs need to be getting it together.
I mean, we talked about this a little bit before the show. I am literally holding my iPad. I'm glued to it, watching the NBA playoffs. Sorry, I'm a streamer, And I'm like, this is incredible. I'm on the edge of my seat. Mm. I don't care if it's a 30-point spread. But last night, the 9-point difference, come on, Jake. Yeah, it was exciting.
It never felt like the Celtics were in this game. I mean, they were down by 15 in the fourth quarter. They were down by 16 in halftime. You can't honestly say that the playoffs have been epic. The only reason that they've actually been watchable is because of LeBron James. And, I mean, the thing is that when you got two of the top teams in the NBA, the Rockets and the Warriors, and you're getting blasted by 41 points in game three, you don't even show up. And it's the same thing with the Celtics. They didn't show up either. They lost by 30. I mean, this is boring to me.
Well, I kind of feel like maybe, you know, LeBron listened to my show a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, he probably
because
did.
Because the last two games, five Cavaliers other than LeBron have had 10-plus points.
Yes.
I mean, Kevin Love, J.R. Smith, you know, they're stepping up, and that's incredible. And they need to continue that. They need to – and also the switching up. The mismatching with LeBron. I mean, it's ridiculous. They're switching so good that there are points where he's uncovered. You cannot do that. You cannot not cover LeBron James.
Yes, Tristan Thompson finally came off the milk carton finally at last, and he actually stepped up, did some great blocking technique on Al Horford. You talk about George Hill, back-to-back 13-point games. That is great for the Cavaliers, but I'm saying as a watcher of the NBA playoffs, and I've watched for years, and I grew up with the 80s and the 90s and the early 2000s, I want some close games. I'm talking like with 2 minutes left to go in the game, it's like 105-104. I want something to make me actually believe that this game could change, and we're not getting that at all. And that's one of the biggest problems I'm having, because you want to know what's been amazing? The NHL playoffs have been amazing. We got another game seven.
I don't know what he's talking about. The Lightning lost horribly the other night, and it was so boring. I mean, I'm sorry, but I'm just going to be honest with you.
Yes, I
agree with that. But if you want to look at point spreads and things like that, I mean, the Lightning got creamed.
Yeah, they did lose, and that is true. But, I mean, it's also at the same time here, it's been exciting at times here. I mean, we got another game seven, and I told you this when we first met. Game seven is the two greatest words in the sports encyclopedia. It is game seven, and we got that tomorrow night. And the Lightning, I think, are going to pull it out. I really do, because the Capitals, underneath Nicklas Backstrom and Alex Ovechkin, they are 3-7 in the playoffs. They have not been to the Stanley Cup yet. I really think we're going to see Lightning and the Golden Knights, and that is what's going to make it so exciting, because the Golden Knights have been must-see TV for NHL fans. That's all I look at.
Well, one last thing. I know it's in the Lightning's favor because they're on their own ice, and it's 6-3 on their home ice. Capitals is 7-2 on the road.
Right.
So honestly, it's looking good for the Lightning.
Yep.
But I know there's so we could talk all night about sports,
we
Jake.
We could, really.
But, you know, I know that you've been going on a lot of dates lately.
Oh,
and
yes.
Sherry mentioned that, you know, we wanted to talk about it on air a little bit.
That's right.
Man, how much time you got? I got a list.
A list, I'm sure. You've been really busy, right, Jake?
No, not that.
Is it a list of the names so you can remember?
Bad dates.
How many, Jake? You can tell
Bad
us.
Dates?
Now, how many
we'll have dates? To do that at the break. We'll have to do that after the break if you want to get that answer.
Oh, okay. I see.
Bad dates? Yeah, I can definitely put that up.
Ladies, listen, Jake's got a lot of secrets.
I don't know about that.
Secrets?
What the heck? Since when did this just become Love Connection? Is Chuck Woolley around?
That's right. If you would like a date with Jake, please call.
That's right.
Well, that's right. I'm the Tad Hamilton sequel. Win a date with Jake Turner. Yes.
We didn't think about giving that away.
Yeah, we did.
Wait, what?
That could be a contest.
Yeah, that could be a contest.
Yeah, but could we have a conference about that first before we decide that?
Of course, and not tonight, next week. Stay tuned.
Aaron and I will work on that.
Yeah, we will.
Uh-huh. All right.
Well, what caller will that be?
Number one?
Well, thank
we'll
you.
Ask
and
our
I guess,
producer who has the sexiest voice. They'll win.
That's right.
Congrats. You just
we'll
may
put him up on the auction.
Be a little red.
Yeah.
So maybe we could make some money on the side.
Yeah.
Hey.
I think an auction.
An auction
for charity.
Idea. That's right.
Yeah. Auction for charity.
There's got to be something in it for us.
Auction for a charity.
Mm-hmm.
That could be.
Alrighty.
That could be.
I'll just enjoy watching the bids. Or the crickets. I'm not sure which. But
I don't know. It kind of feels like that episode of Cheers when they're bidding on the boys pretty much. And, you know, Sam Malone, played by Ted Danson, he wanted them to start at like $250. They were supposed to start at $100. It got it up to all the way to, I think, like $2,000. So it better be good bids like that. It better not be like Woody when he
$2,000
got nothing out of it.
Did he just say that?
I don't know if it's going to be.
I don't know if I'm even worth that. Maybe a cool five. I don't know, but that's about it.
$2,000.
I have self confidence, not ego. So I know my price.
$2,000.
Do I have a price?
Is that what he said?
That's what he said. I mean, $2,000 for me, sure. $2,000 for him, I'm not real sure about that.
You know what?
I think it's time
for a break. The smoke is rising in here.
Yeah, I'm hot.
it's time definitely for a break.
That was the fourth quarter. Wow.